We resume now with our coverage of the important stories of the day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the other stations in Washington refers to them as news nuggets, Richie. So we can use our, we use their news nuggets, have our conversation.
Use our own news nuggets. We've
about
got our own news
what
nuggets.
It means. If you are one of the people who have been following this Nairobi Mall thing, it is supposedly under control, but not until 69 people lost their lives there. There's this whole thing. Twitter has it that this was retaliation for the lives of innocent Muslims killed by Kenyan forces leading an African Union offensive against Al-Shabaab. The attack targeted anyone not of Muslim faith. Several foreigners, including a Canadian diplomat, three British citizens, were among the dead. And I think, did I see a wife of an American diplomat involved in this as well? I think I saw that someplace. Now, on top of that, over the weekend,
three Israeli special forces were apparently at the scene too.
Yeah. Well, this is a part of the world that is a lesson in contrasts. We talk about all the time not knowing who the bad guys are when you're dealing with Al-Qaeda or some of the other influences in the Middle East. The same can be said in a way for the people who are in Kenya. What I remember most about going to Addis Ababa and to Nairobi was the tremendous, Addis Ababa probably more than Nairobi in terms of contrast, but certainly there were plenty of contrast in Nairobi. There are parts of it that are very modern, parts of it very, very, very backward. And there isn't much outside. Once you go out into the country, if that's what you want to call it, there's no representation of the sort of money that is attracted to these malls, because most of the people who are at these malls are people who are traveling, who are visiting, or they're the wives of or husbands of diplomats. I think that's the kind of the locals don't shop at this mall for the most part, although apparently there were many there on this Sunday, right, Kenny? That was a Saturday? It was Saturday, I think it was, actually.
I think it was
late Saturday.
This was the third day.
Yeah.
Okay. 175 people were wounded, and five of those were Americans, and one of them was Elaine Dang, 26-year-old from California. She's having surgery on her chest and arms right now.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So she's grateful to be alive. So,
all of this underscored by other things going on in the world. Three Americans were killed in Afghanistan this weekend, an insider attack. The first attack of its kind in many months. Another person reportedly wounded. 12 foreign security personnel been killed there this year alone. The last attack took place in July, although this year has seen a significant drop in the green-on-blue attacks, and that's because we're getting out of there, and we ought not to have one American there risking his or her life at this point in time. Not a reason in the world. So, President Obama, if you're listening right now on WTNT in Washington at 7:30 a.m., please feel free to call 888-302-3684 with some reason other than what's been stated that doesn't make any sense as to why we need to keep our troops in Afghanistan. No reason in the world that
so
I can think of.
It doesn't become Somalia.
Right, exactly. Or we're, you know, there's just so much of this stuff going on. Way too much of it. So here we have Jennifer Aniston, not to change. Well, yeah, let's change the focus.
Oh, that's a nice change of focus. Thank you.
I'm wondering if there's any such thing. By the way, good morning and welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden. He's Ken Kessler. Roberta and Jennifer are both on the missing list for the rest of this week anyway. Jennifer Aniston is irritated, and I think she has a right to be. Is there no privacy? Is nothing sacred anymore? The online... I saw something, I actually saw two or three rumors that she's pregnant. Saw this over the weekend. The main reason it bothers her is because she's been secretly trying to have a baby for more than a year. Why do we need to know that? Why do we have to invade? What is there about that knowledge that's so important to this woman, whether you like her as an actress or not? Why do we have to know this?
Headline
why
on the
this
New Year
invasion of her privacy?
Headline on the New York Daily News, Jennifer Aniston pregnant. Report of actress expecting first child is not true, says Rep.
Yeah, but why are we focused on that? All right, here's a new biography out today of Jack Nicholson, not complimentary. He was a chronic drug user.
Wow, really? What a shock.
The book says the actor started using LSD in the 60s.
Yeah.
Got stoned and dropped acid while he was doing various movies.
He's well known for the trips out to the Southwest for the peyote.
Yeah. His ex-girlfriend, Susan Anspach, who comes from Framingham, as it turns out, said that he took cocaine to get through a crying scene in Five Easy Pieces. He began to curtail his drug use after the death of several close friends. Huh. Well.
Hey, listen.
There you go.
He's learned how to manage it, obviously.
He has.
You see all these guys at 30 and 25, and here he is at what? Was he
76.
76.
Yep, 76. Okay. William Shatner celebrates his 82nd birthday. Says, I'm afraid to fly. Turned down an opportunity last month. Sir Richard Branson called Shatner and said, will you come on our first flight into space?
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
The guy that was Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise to fly all over the solar system and is now the spokesperson for a travel website selling airline tickets is afraid to fly?
Sir Richard Branson invited him to travel into space aboard the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2. But Kirk...
Thanks for that going where no man has ever gone
listen
before
to me.
Stuff.
I'm calling him Kirk. Shatner says... he will not go, he has nothing to do with whether he would pay or he didn't want to pay. He says, I don't want to, I don't like to fly. And besides, he says, I don't want to pay for something like that. Shatner said Virgin says it's preparing to launch its first space flight next year. Claims to have sold 700 tickets so far.
No man has gone before.
He's not for going. But that was kind of...
That's hysterical.
I'm trying to... I don't know. I've only met him once, and I was in a social situation with him. I found him to be warm, convivial, friendly.
He's a hoot.
Happy.
Yeah.
Just... He is a hoot.
I mean, that's kind of like a doctor afraid of taking medicine, or...
Maybe. Yeah, that could be it. All right, so anyway, those are some of the things that are important. We have
just
lots
shows
of...
to go. What a great actor he is.
Yes, he's not a great actor, but he's good, and he's at it. He's always, he's so visible. Every day you see something about Shatner. He's very smart about what he has as priorities, at least as far as his career is concerned. Quarter past the hour. Women say puffiness and bags under their eyes are the hardest thing to get rid of. At least that was the case until now, until today.
I thought men were the hardest thing to get rid of for women.
I found women who were just happy to just said goodbye. They may not even say goodbye, just whatever. Let's save that story for another day. At any rate, GenuCell. I'm introducing you to GenuCell, which is stem cell therapy that specifically targets your eyes, the puffiness, the bags under your eyes. Product called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. New technology. GenuCell is incredibly powerful because... they're using a patented plant stem cell technology to improve the longevity and the brilliant long-term results of using GenuCell. Use it, and in 12 hours, you will see a difference. And if you don't see a market difference in 2 weeks, you get your money back. GenuCell, a true classic. 8 ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness under your eyes. So if you'd like to try GenuCell now, you ought to dial this number now, 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the puffiness and the bags. Call now, and you'll get an extra jar of Esotique, which is a famous face cream. That'll come to you free for trying GenuCell. So two great products for the price of one, and it's easy to get. Cut out the middleman. Go direct to the manufacturer, 800 543-9262. Genucel. Get the best skin care. 12 hours and you'll see relief from the puffiness and bags under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's all winning.
The Voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy the water is cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the next half hour, I'm going to try to translate for you, or tell you from the best research I can come up with, more about Al-Shabaab. We know about Al-Qaeda, but what do we know about Al-Shabaab? I'll try to relay some of that to you in the next half hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, it's a happy day for George Soros. George is 83. He married a woman who's 42. Ha! Over the weekend.
Good for him.
And an intimate ceremony. He's been married three times.
Right.
This reminds me of Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch, yeah.
He married a woman who was, it was the same deal, 40 years right. younger than he.
Right.
And now they're getting divorced.
Sugar daddy.
And, right. And
it'll
she's
cost
gonna
you
get,
sooner or later, right?
Tens of millions of dollars. And I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but unfortunately, what all too often happens in these deals is there, do I even want to say what I'm thinking about the women who...
Probably everybody knows the deal. They're all adults.
Yeah, I suppose. Right. And if you're happy for a little while, is it worth the whatever happens at the end? If you're happy for a while
right.
and you like it, is it worth a lot of money at the end of the line or whatever it costs you? If you
no true
like
love stories right. going on there.
Yeah, no.
It's a job.
True love is money. M-O-N-E-Y. 21 after. Good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Of the top songs of this week in 1972 from number 5 to number 1. We do this often on the program to bring you around to some focus on emotions, things that were going on. Where were you during the last week of September 1972? Were you in school?
Yes.
Somewhere? I was finishing my fourth year of teaching English and speech. Starting my fourth year of teaching English and speech in high school.
Yes. Second grade I can't remember what my elementary school is now.
Good for you. I can remember mine, Jonathan Maynard Elementary School. What about you, Kenny?
Newtown Road Elementary School.
All right, so Gilbert O'Sullivan had a big hit with Alone Again, Naturally. This is a sad, 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 sad tear-jerky song. How many of you have found yourself in this position that he describes, either then or now? It's a story of love lost and being alone again. Do you want to be alone or you want to be with somebody? And at what price, sometimes people ask. Number 5 during this week, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again, Naturally. This week in 1972, our focus. Number 4 song, much better. Well, if you don't listen to the lyric line, it's a good song. Backstabbers. All right. OJ's one of the great Philadelphia bands. Number 3. I'm looking at some of these songs here. Not an exciting week in music from my perspective. I was just playing. You love this one. Oh, I really love this. Chicago, number 3. What happened to me? This is why I don't like Chicago. I played so much of their music as a jock, and it all sounded the same to me. Just became over and over the same sound for me.
Yeah, and that happens a lot with jocks. I mean, you flip from station to station so you can hear a little variety, and these guys have to play the same song.
Same stuff over and over again. Yeah, especially that era.
And the guy that got me into the business said, if I have to play Supertramp one more time.
I know, right. If it's a top 40 station, you generally played each 3 hours. You would play the same songs over again, sometimes two or three times for the same song.
I used to produce a show called the Saturday Night 70s Party every Saturday night, and it was the same 40 songs
over and over
every single Saturday night, just in a different order.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Number 2 during this week in 1972. This is good, too. Good pop music from Three Dog Night. Chilly here, almost to kind of warm up for the Three Dogs. Black and White was the number 2 song during this week in 1972. MW, crank it up, you two.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. black and white, is it? It depends on how you look at the world. Number one from this week in 1972. Mac Davis, prolific songwriter, performed a few of his own hits, and this is one of them.
Don't get hooked on me, 'cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free.
What a horrible... I mean, when you think about it, how many men and women are guilty of this sort of thing?
Well, at least he's being up front.
Somebody, yeah, I get, yeah, it's kind of like what happens with Soros marrying that other woman or whatever it is. It's all up front. I don't choose those. I don't like that kind of stuff, but everybody's different. So, number one. All right, so to review, number five was Gilbert O'Sullivan and Alone Again Naturally. OJ's with Backstabbers, number four. Chicago Saturday in the Park, number three. Three Dog Night, Black and White was number two. And this song, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me, Mac Davis, number one, during this week in 1972.
I can tell by your trembling smile.
Eating after 8 o'clock, good for you or not? And what is Al Shabazz? Plus the other headlines. Things
Al Shabazz, he owns a deli down on the corner.
Al
I know that guy.
Al Shabazz, right. He's got that, he's got linguine and shish kebabs.
That's him.
28 past on Good Day.
I'll just leave you. I can't take.
Sun eye issues are sight stealers. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Let's start with cataracts. If your vision is fuzzy, you can't see well at night, and bright lights have a halo ring, chances are you need cataract surgery. And usually, that's an easy fix. Then there's glaucoma, a buildup of fluid that damages the optic nerve. Diabetes, heart disease, a family history, and getting older can cause it. Medicated eye drops often help, and regular checkups are essential. Ophthalmologists also look for age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. The macula keeps our central vision clear, is treated with drops, and when advanced, eye injections. Staying on top of AMD is important, too. Finally, there's dry eye. Some blood pressure meds and antidepressants can bring on its itchy, burning symptoms. Artificial tears, prescription drops, and in more serious cases, eye surgery helps. Tomorrow, protecting the eyes every day. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football! Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pretty good day, hopefully, anyway. That's my job, the Doug Steffen, a.k.a. Dudley Steffen, Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's in Washington, site of one of our many news stations, WTNT. People getting used to this for the first, I don't know if it's used to it. It's like, okay, we're talking about what's going on in the world and twisting it around a little bit so you have an opportunity to figure out what it means to you, and you can express yourself at 888-302-DOUG or facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, anything there that you want to get us excited about?
Yeah, on our Facebook page, I just a little while ago, I posted something that you should stop by, take a look at, and you'll probably want to share it. It's a little picture with words, and it says, "Dear Congress, last year I mismanaged my funds, and this year I cannot decide on a budget. Until I have come to a unified decision that fits all of my needs and interests, I will have to shut down my checkbook and will no longer be able to pay my taxes. I'm sure you'll understand. Thank you very much for setting an example we can all follow."
There you go. That's great.
Perfect.
That is
send that around.
Awesome.
Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Who is the person? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I've seen it in a bunch of places, so I just acquired it.
Yes, good. Send it along. Pass it along. Help yourself. We're happy to have that.
I'm going right now.
Yeah. All right, I have a 2020 info quiz. Normally, I give you this information sometime between 20 minutes past the hour and 20 minutes before the hour, so you can think about it. You get 3 or 4 minutes to figure it out. This is a listener sent. This is from Sam Carey, who's in Fort White, Florida, who wants me to ask the following question. He didn't ask me to ask this question. He gave me the information, so I'm turning it around and asking you. If oil is the number one commodity in trade in the world today, oil, number one in trade in the commodity markets today, what's number two? 888-302-3684.
Toilet paper.
Number one. No, Richie, you're so fascinated. You are fixated on that damn
big in the news today.
Toilet paper story today.
Just, my mind is going there. Let's
oil is the number one traded commodity in the world. What's the number two most commonly traded commodity?
Pork bellies.
In the world. Stop. I don't want you to give this away. You're not a participant.
Okay.
People listening. And that's not right anyway.
Oh, okay.
Thank heavens. 888. You're not like Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli was here with us. He comes up with, she just blurts it out.
Yeah, but she actually gets something right.
Ruins. Well, but this is not for your benefit. This is for the audience.
I don't want to play along. I'm sorry.
888-302-3684. If oil's number one in terms of commodity trading, what's number two on the world markets? 888-302-3684. So most people today are interested in this story from Nairobi, the mall there. They're hearing about Al-Shabaab for the first time. So let me give you a little bit of information so you'll know more about Al-Shabaab.
So he's not the guy on the corner with the deli.
No, Al, that's Fred Shabaab.
Fred Shabaab.
Yeah, this is Al-Shabaab, Al-Shabaab, Extreme Islamic Terror Organization, grew out of the anarchy that crippled Somalia after warlords ousted the dictator back in 1991. So basically, the last 20 years, there's been no government.
It's about, it's the Wild West.
Exactly. Or the Wild East or wherever. This is a weak splinter group of what they call the Islamic Courts Union. And they've been around since 2006. Several thousand fighters, foreigners included. Wasn't there an American? Why do I think this last week or so there was a story about an American that was in Al-Shabaab that got killed? Do I remember that right? Somebody remember? Was that? I'm pretty sure I remember that.
There were five Americans injured in this mall explosion.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some American who became a Muslim, and he trained as a member of Al-Shabaab.
They're also claiming that three of the attackers may be from the U.S.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway. So that's Al-Shabaab in terms of its origins. Where are they? They are in Somalia, in Mogadishu. They've held large swatches of land in various parts of Somalia and other nations in Africa. But for the most part, they've been in Kenya and Uganda and places like that. But for the most part, they've been run out, and they always go back to Somalia. And so nobody really knows for sure how many they have. The question that I have, and that a lot of other people want to know, is why are they attacking Kenya? They have been warning for a couple of years they would attack in retaliation for the role Kenya played in sending troops into Somalia. You see, the Africans have been trying to deal with Somalia as the kind of country that just, they go out, the pirates, all the pirates in the ocean, the African Ocean, they're all from Somalia. And they send these people around various parts of Africa, killing people, robbing people. And so the countries in Africa want to put a stop to it. And by the way, this is a pretty good model for us. We all keep saying, why aren't the Middle Easterners taking care of Syria? Why do we have to go there? The Africans were trying to take care of the problem in Somalia, but there's not enough organization because Africa is so corrupt. But at any rate, there at least was an effort. And so for their trouble, the Kenyans are now being attacked by Al-Shabaab. That's pretty much the bottom line and pretty much where they are, what they're all about. Now, what our role, again, relevance here. The U.S. Backed the first African intervention against Al-Shabaab, supporting Ethiopian troops that time. They invaded a couple of years ago. They gave a couple of million bucks to support the African forces fighting Al-Shabaab. The intervention from Ethiopia, which is on the border of Somalia, if I'm remembering correctly, they're trying. They're resisting more in Ethiopia than they are anyplace else, so that's why we thought of it strategically.
Yeah, where are they getting their money from? Where are they getting their supplies?
How are they staying?
Yeah.
The thieves, they go to the pirates. That's how they get their money. That's how they
ships and.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, hopefully that was helpful.
I think we need some more Navy sharpshooters down there, like that Tom Hanks movie that's about to come out about the captain of that ship that we rescued.
Yep.
Send a couple more of those guys down there.
Yep, exactly.
Picking them off.
All right, 888-302-3684. Our 2020 info quiz asks about the number two most frequently traded. Let's see here. Let's try Larry, who's in Lynchburg. Hi, Larry. It's a very active station.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
My guess is gold.
Gold is a very good guess, but it's not the correct guess. It's a good guess. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Jamie's listening in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, sir. And you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Good to hear. What's the number two most traded commodity in the world?
Coffee.
That is correct. Coffee is the number two commodity in trade.
Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it.
Not drinking oil, that's coffee that fellow's drinking. All right, so what's happening with you, Jamie? Let's get a little insight into listener Jamie and what's going on in Lake Havasu, which is always hot.
It's a wonderful place to be. I'm retired. I have a part-time job.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying my life.
Good for you.
And I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you. I'm appreciative of that, and so is everybody else. Have they shot that other Piranha film there yet? The first one was shot there a couple of years ago, and they were going to do a sequel to it in the over on the other side of the London Bridge is actually Lake Havasu, where they shot that foolish movie, and they were going to do another one. Did they do it?
You know what? I think they did it in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I think they were going to, and then it was they changed locations.
Really? But not enough piranhas in the lake there?
Apparently not. And it was a silly movie.
It was a ridiculous movie.
Yeah, but how many people are nervous to go swimming in Lake Havasu now? Yeah.
All right. How many people now even know there's a Lake Havasu there now? Ever since the London Bridge was taken down and put over into Lake Havasu, that's really what put Lake Havasu on the map, isn't it, Jamie?
Pretty much so.
Yeah.
The first time I came here, it was right after the dedication of the bridge.
Yeah.
And I was living in Los Angeles at that time. And I was thinking to myself, because it was very much underdeveloped for what it is now.
Yes.
And I thought, who in the heck would ever move here, you know?
That's just a big pile of sand.
And then I ended up moving here. So, but it's a great town.
I really like it. Yeah, I like it there, too. I've been there, I don't know, four or five times to visit the radio station, just kind of driving through. I find it to be a very interesting kind of a place. All right, Jamie, hold on a second. We'll give you a swell prize. Appreciate your being on the Good Day program. 16 and a half before the hour. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, improve their confidence. Self-improvement, the movement for your self-improvement is in. And so let me help you with one more way to improve your life by whitening your smile. Because it is so easy, so inexpensive, and it works so well. When you try Power Swabs, you'll be joining tens of thousands of other Americans who have called 800-865-7602 after I've talked about this since I think last January we started talking about Power Swabs. Works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, bonding. It's not a bleach. There's no sand in your toothpaste. You don't have to stick a tray in your mouth. It's a patented ingredient from coconut oil. Power Swabs will benefit you by penetrating deeply within the tooth. Now we'll say it again, Doug. There. I can't get my eye teeth around from behind and see what I'm saying. If you tend to have yellow teeth because you smoked too much over the years, had too much coffee, too much tea, too many glasses of wine, this will fix that problem. Amazing whitening results with Power Swabs. Call now, 800-865-7602. Get it from the manufacturer direct. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, as you dial 800-865-7602, they will give you a free Stain Out Quick Stick, which is really quite the cool thing. The Stain Out Quick Stick, you can take with you and use it to freshen up your teeth before you go to an important meeting, that sort of thing. You want to impress somebody, whiten up your teeth by dialing 800-865-7602. Try it risk-free, free shipping, and the free Stain Out Quick Stick. Whitened teeth you'll be proud of. 800-865-7602.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is The Voice.
And guess who's back? Yeah. Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The Voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
God is not mad at you. It's the Joyce Meyer Radio Minute, a daily minute program to help you experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
We all have an area of our thought life called imagination.
That's where we see mental images of how we believe things are. In simple terms, we must learn to think and imagine as God does if we want to see His good plan for us come to pass. You can think or imagine things on purpose. You don't have to passively wait to see what falls into your mind and then meditate on that over and over until it becomes a part of you. Accept the thoughts of God and reject anything that's not from Him. While you're learning and growing, always remember that God is not mad at you.
For more information and insight on how you can experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. God is Not Mad at You is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. When Joyce Meyer posted God's Not Mad at You on Facebook a few months ago, she didn't realize that those five words would trigger thousands of posts of gratitude and relief. Her latest book addresses the fears of those who know God loves them but still feel His anger. God is Not Mad at You is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
One of the things that happens on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we have various themes for various things. We're not really, this is news and information, and one of the things that people really want to know more about, their health and well-being. So this week, our theme is going to be eating after 8. Ken Kessler's happy to tell you,
yeah.
After 8, he's eating and he's feeling great about it.
Yeah, it's after 8 right now.
It's always after 8 at some point.
8 p.m., not 8 a.m., what does it do to your metabolism? So we're going to ask all of the medical folks that we have on the program. We have Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell about eating. I'm going to give you my spin on this, okay?
Fire away.
The essence of what you eat is not, I mean, if you're eating a heavy meal, you go to a restaurant, not good for you. It's the basic number of calories that you're eating, not whether you eat or not. If you eat a light meal, not a lot of calories before you go to bed, no problem at all. As a matter of fact, my feeling is now because I'm into this CrossFit stuff, and normally I'm at it late in the day, so I'm hungry when I come back.
Yeah.
And I eat. And what the fellow over at CrossFit told me was that if I eat, it doesn't make any difference because when you're asleep, your muscles are recovering. And that's when they develop. It isn't necessarily when you're pumping blood into them that they are developing. It's when they go through the rest cycle.
Yes.
As to what stays there. So if you've eaten something and it's something that's good for you, how many people get up in the middle of the night and snack?
Right.
For heaven's sake.
You cannot starve your muscles going into your sleep.
No.
You have to feed them, but you have to feed them well.
Right. Okay, so that's part of the theme.
Protein.
Lots of protein. 888-302-3684. We've talked a lot in the last week since the fellow shot up the Washington Navy base about hearing voices, and one of our listeners sent us the following, Richie. An FYI regarding the existence of some amazing technology. How many people 100 years ago would have thought that you could turn written words on a paper into an audible speech or a voice coming from a GPS device directing you to go where you're going? Maybe not that crazy, right? This is a company called Holosonics. And what they do is maybe what we'll do is put this video up on DougSteffen.com, Kenny. Some of the applications where the company's using technology. There is so much information that we have now regarding what we are exposed to. There's a YouTube channel called Honosonics, Honosonics. I would send you there because I can't really explain how this works on the radio. You got to see it. All right? And maybe, Kenny, you'll go there. Maybe we'll post this at DougSteffen.com. Honosonics, a YouTube channel. Check it out. It's 51 after. This is a good day.
These
days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
It's a little bit of a downer. It's a great musical piece, no doubt.
Well, the boss is having his birthday today, so that's why we're celebrating it. And the movie music comes from a movie that he was responsible for some of the music from. Is that a good sentence? Does that make any sense? You get the idea.
I got it.
This is from the movie Philadelphia, which was big during 1993, The Streets of Philadelphia. And the song by Bruce, one of the more important ballads, I bet you he'd tell you that. So would Roberta Fasanelli, who's our number one Springsteen.
He was also in another movie.
Yeah.
And that I know Ken Kessler will remember, but I think I could stump Chucker. But he was in one of my all-time favorite movies with John Cusack called High Fidelity.
Ah.
Where John Cusack and Bruce just kind of had this back and forth in this bluesy, Bruce is sitting on an amp playing this bluesy kind of song and they're talking about life. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah. Very
life,
cool.
Liberty, and the pursuit of great things. Super
musical
things.
Justice.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Doug, I want to interject if you don't mind.
I do not mind.
Speaking of great things, I did a revival last night. I hosted a revival last night of Yankee Doodle Dandy with J.S. Cagney from 1946.
Oh, cool.
The studio sent a high definition DCP, and the movie looks absolutely outstanding in HD. And I thought, because it's been many years. I saw it when I was growing up as a young boy, but I really didn't remember much of it. But I thought James Cagney just killed in that film. And it was an awesome movie to watch on a big screen. I loved it.
Here's the question. What kind of a turnout did you get for that?
50 people, which is respectable. I wanted 100, but the people who showed up, most of them loved it and gave it a big round of applause at the end.
Good.
But good experience. Another one for the memory bank.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's responsible for a site, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can blog on it. He knows more about movies and video and DVDs than anybody I know, and that's why he's been on this program for 20 years, talking about the flicks and things, the nuance. In this case, Mondays, he brings us the box office totals, which you'll have for a moment. First, though, we're going to bring you a contest. Play three audio clips from this this movie, which was, let's see here, produced in 2006. The man who's in question celebrating his 93rd birthday today. I'm sure you'll recognize his voice, but can you name the movie? 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
He looks like a weirdie.
That's the voice. 888-302-3684. Next clue.
Are you cracking wise? I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch.
Oh, I got him.
Got the voice.
I know who it is.
Yep, now, you haven't heard the main star of the flick. Maybe he
And I know what it is. And I've met this guy, and he's just like that.
Yeah.
Here's clue number three.
He's got an excellent resume, a winning attitude. Yeah, nice that voice, Scott. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Two old-timers and a fellow who's... this is turning out to be sort of a group of... He could do a whole series of these movies, right?
There's been two... Chucker, two?
Two of them.
Two, yeah.
Two so far.
Can it be a franchise, Chucker?
Yeah, I think they could.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. If you ever won before in Movie Moments, would like a swell prize, identify this movie. Chucker has in the... I don't know. Should we do it now, Richie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Chucker.
Chuck, what do we have for box office totals?
The number one film of the box office this weekend was Prisoners, doing $21.4 million.
No surprise.
I saw it Friday night. I thought it was a really well-made, adult-oriented mystery thriller. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, both terrific. This is a movie that 2 hours and 25 minutes held my attention for every minute. I thought it was totally captivating, and I highly recommend it. The end, very, very ending is a little bit divisive. Not for me, but some of the audience, I could tell, had an issue with the way the movie closed. But overall, I think this is a film that people are going to talk about in 20 years. It's going to have a lot of longevity legs. Insidious Chapter 2 plays second. The Family of Robert Nero third. That did $7 million, $25 million in 2 weeks. Basically, The Wizard of Oz placed ninth. 3 million on 300 screens, best per screen average. It's on IMAX 3D. But the story with Prisoners, a good solid opening for a very good movie. I hope people get a chance to see it because it's one of the year's best films.
Here's one of the movies opening up on this date, Blue Streak, 1999. Martin Lawrence, Luke Wilson. Remember that? William Forsythe was in that?
Yeah.
That was kind of foolish, actually, from what I remember about it. All right, let's get the answer to our movie question. Paul is in Wyattsville, Arkansas. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
What's the name of the movie?
Night at the Museum.
Yes, 2006. Mickey Rooney, Dick Van Dyke, and Ben Stiller in that movie. So you get the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. Nice to talk with you, even though briefly, because we're out of time. Chuck Curry does Movie Moments tomorrow. Same time, same station.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.